Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Today on Dish Nation, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, T.I. and Tiny, Boris Kojo and Nicole Ari Parker, what do all these couples have in common? We dishing about them today on Dish, but no worries, they're all still together, okay?
Not so lucky in love, a Hollywood legend is single again, but wait till you hear why his ex says it didn't work out. We also have actor-rapper Diggy Simmons in the house to talk about his TV show, Grownish, new music, and say some words to Kylie Jenner.
And of course, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will be joining us a little bit, so don't go nowhere.
Yay! Woo! You guys, we've lost another Hollywood icon. Emmy Award-winning actress and singer Jeanette Dubois passed away yesterday at the age of 74 in her Los Angeles home. She was best known for her sexy and comedic character Winona Woods on the 1970s hit Good Times, as well as her work on the series The PJs. Tons of celebrities have paid tribute to the groundbreaking actress, including her former Good Times co-star and friend Janet Jackson, who played Penny on the sitcom. Aww. Yeah, that's sad. Everybody loved Winona, and she was fabulous every time she entered the Evans apartment.
She composed a theme song for the Jeffersons.
Yes, she did. She composed it and she sang it.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. That hum is legendary at that.
Yes.
Yo, but I love the way she would just always bust into the Evans family house. She did not, which was shocking to me being it was Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she always came through.
Well, Jeanette might be gone, but the good time she shared with us will never be forgotten.
Yo, rest in peace, queen. Now, switching gears, we all know that every couple has their fair share of ups and downs, including ATL. Now, the Bonnie and Clyde of the ATL is T.I. and Tiny. Everybody knows that. And the dynamic duo recently interviewed one of the best-looking couples in Hollywood, Boris Kojo and Nicole Ari Parker, on T.I. Expeditiously podcast for the Valentine's Day episode, and it's going viral. So this is how it all went down. T.I. and Tiny tried to get all in Boris and Nicole's business by asking how they keep their dirt inside the house because they never heard anything about them. And Boris' response has women everywhere standing for him. Check it.
My thing is, how do you keep it, you know, where it stays inside? Stays in house. There's no... Yeah, I haven't heard any dirt on them.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think there's a lot of major dirt, but we're also private and we also respect each other enough that I would never want to embarrass myself or her or the kids or anybody. You know?
That's so sweet, Boris. You're making all of us look
happy. Oh, you asked me a question. You know, what do you want me to do? Live?
Show's over,
that
man.
Now, Boris also said he and Nicole give each other room to up, but people on the internet are dragging Tip and Tiny for asking about the dirt in their relationship. What y'all think?
I have to clap it up for Boris, first of all, because I love that. I love a man who respects his family, and he knows that whatever dirt they would have got out there, it would still be there till now, because the internet keeps it forever.
Yeah, right. You know, but he and Nicole seem real boring, though. I mean, you know, Tiny and T.I.
That's the problem. If they had drama, then they popping. But because they got it, they keep their stuff private, now they boring.
Yeah, it seems like they keep everything for themselves. Like, everything ain't for the world all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they're popping right now. Like, boring. They may be boring, but they together.
I had a coworker. She always talked about her husband. Oh, he does it. And I knew it was something wrong with him because she talked about him too damn much. He didn't give us STD, and he was cheating, honey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So when you're that perfect
objectively ain't perfect. You're not perfect. And something just ain't got out yet.
Well, I don't think it's T.I. and Tiny that tell their business. It's the outside people that always have something to say, and then they have to come back and say, it ain't this or it ain't that.
So, Portia, how would you respond to, if somebody was to ask you about your relationship, how would you respond to the way with T.I. and Boris did?
I don't think anybody asked me. I'm on a reality show.
So that means it's there.
That'd be like the craziest question to ask me. Yeah, so,
you
how do you
just
keep your
TV?
Business that you get paid to tell private? I don't.
All right, well, LA has got some more tea, honey, for us. So let's see what they're dishing.
All right, thanks, Atlanta. Okay, Dwayne Wade, he's got a new documentary coming out on ESPN Documentaries. Yep. And it's titled D. Wade, Life Unexpected. And talks about his career and his family. And he opens up about the time that he had to tell his then-girlfriend, now-wife, Gabrielle Union, about the time that they were on a break and he fathered a child with another woman. Yeah, oh, my God.
A break baby?
Wow. He said, I had a child with someone else, and I had to tell her. Hardest thing I've ever had to do is man up and tell Gabrielle Union that I've made a child with someone else.
Jesus.
I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I wasn't eating. When you hold something in that you know is going to come out and you have this information and you know it's going to somebody's life up,
man,
that you care about, that you love, that don't hurt you, then you're not a human.
Yeah. They were just on a break, so technically he didn't cheat.
Break means that the break will end and we'll probably get back together. We just need to figure this out. So to figure it out, you went and slept with another woman. You went so far to figure it out that you got her pregnant?
And knocked her up, it's bro. Like,
yeah, you made this break a little more permanent. Yeah. See, I mean, that's what he was worried about. He's like, oh, I messed up so bad.
You know, this,
so,
yeah, because when I took a break from my lady, you know, I read books. I locked myself in my room. I didn't go on any dates. And I was a good
boy. Oh, I got something in my eye again. Sorry, my bad.
Why are you winking?
So I don't know why.
Stop
my
winking,
eyes are
Heidi.
Really bothering
stop
me.
Stop winking, dog.
Now, when someone says, let's go on a break, means they've already found somebody else they're sexually attracted to and curious about, and they want to go tap that and then come back to you, and a break means they didn't do anything wrong.
Is that what it means?
Guilty about it. Yeah.
Who suggested the break in your relationship?
Who
suggested it?
Nobody. Next on Dish Nation. No. I suggested the break. But it was mutual.
And what did you learn?
I learned that I was lonely and I loved her. And I wanted to be
alone. You needed to be alone to realize you loved her?
Shut up, Frank. I needed to be alone to realize that she was the love of my life.
Well, I mean, I guess.
You can clap, Frank. Don't be a hater. Thank you, sir.
You really saved yourself there.
Oh, my God. Yes,
I hope she's watching tonight. All right, I love this news story because it looks like another very hot actress likes to occasionally dip her toe in the lady pond.
Oh,
I've kind of always suspected, but now I think it's being confirmed, which I'm happy about. Rosario Dawson did an interview with Bustle.
I can see that.
Yep. Yeah. And she opened up about her relationship with Senator Cory Booker and her sexuality. She was asked about a tweet where she posted back in 2018 during Pride Month of someone singing Ed Sheeran's Shape of You with the caption, "Happy Pride Month, sending love to my fellow LGBTQ+ homies. Mm. Keep being strong in the face of adversity, loud and proud." And then she had a rainbow. The plus can mean ally. So she means my fellow. So I don't know if she means ally or if she's really dipping. So
she's just sexually fluid. Can we just say that?
She said, people kept saying that I came out. I didn't do that. I mean, it's not inaccurate, but I never did come out. Mm. I mean, I guess I am now.
What? Is she beating around the bush here?
I hope. I think I can see definitely the bisexual thing there. And this is another thing she said. She said, quote, "I've never had a relationship in that space, so it's never felt like an authentic calling to me." She's one of those girls that's probably played around.
Yeah, she's like
with
tequila
a girl.
Lesbian.
Yeah. But not like, oh, I'm not going to walk hand in hand with a girl or have an actual relationship. I just like
she
being with
them.
She
can't see moving in after one date.
Right. Yes, second date. Don't make us crazy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love you, first date, move in, second date.
Okay.
Get your lesbian, you know, facts right.
Who moved into whose pad when y'all?
My wife moved in with me, but she had a house she sold and she moved in with me. But we had been together like a year and a half at that point.
Okay.
Then she had to wait for her other wife to move out first.
Oh,
I did not have a previous wife.
Frank knows everything about Heidi.
Why do I keep coming here?
Coming up, Constance will really wanted to nail her role for the movie Hustlers. So we're going to tell you how she got there later on. And Atlanta has more to dish about after the break. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation.
So these celebs have been dropping memoirs left and right, and we cannot get enough. And by we, I mean me. You know, Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Audiobooks ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development. And every month, members get one credit to pick any title, plus two Audible originals from a monthly selection and access to daily news digest as well as guided meditation programs. And to kick off 2020, we're focusing on a new year and a new you. Now, I recently started Jessica Simpson's memoir, Open Book, and oh my goodness, I cannot stop listening. She truly is an open book. And what I love about Audible is that you can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. And if you can't decide what to listen to, don't worry. You can keep your credits for up to a year. I mean, it's really, truly a one-stop shop for all of your digital needs. All you have to do is visit audible.com/DishNation or text DishNation to 500-500. That's Audible, audible.com/DishNation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. Well, all right, y'all. You know it's time for another...
What the fashion?
Last night was the Brit Awards in London, and Lizzo was serving up chocolate goddess, literally, y'all. So, Portia, tell us what this girl was doing.
Baby, she wanted everybody to know that she is an actual snack.
Okay.
That's right. She arrived in a dress that looked like Hershey's wrapper, complete with a barcode and nutritional facts.
Come on, girl.
Yes. Now, you know she's 100% that bitch. So, she dropped this video on Instagram, throwing off a little sparkly chocolate bar clutch that says 100% on the wrapper. Yes.
Mm.
Now, she captioned it, "If you ever wonder what I taste like," with a candy emoji.
I like the fact that she owns her looks no matter whether she's wearing clothes or not. You know what I mean? Like, her confidence is undefeated.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let's be real, honey. It's getting carried away.
It's a lot.
Between her and Billy Porter, honey, with these outfits and costumes, she dressing like a chocolate bar. Come on, just be yourself.
But I think she is being herself.
I'm not mad at her chocolate bar outfit. Live out loud, girl. Do you?
I like her being different. I like the clutch. I like all of that. I just feel like the dress is just ill-fitted. Like,
yeah,
I want it to fit her body. I mean, this woman has all of the curves.
Yes.
Like, it could have fit the breast a little bit more. If we're talking about what the fashion,
exactly.
It could have fit her just like a real, you know, tight snack. Like she do on her Instagram.
But the dress is to be unwrapped. That's why she wanted to be a candy bar.
Well, she should have left the ass out.
Thank you, like she been
a
doing.
You know y'all snack on it just a little bit.
Yeah, honey. Hershey just called and said, honey, they not going to sell those candy bars no more.
All right, so Al Pacino and his girlfriend, Israeli actress Meto Dohan, recently ended their two-year relationship, and now she's spilling all the tea. Now, she's 40, he's 79, and she said they basically broke up because he's old and cheap.
Ooh.
And how dare she?
Is that a surprise?
She said, I tried to deny it, but now he's already an elderly man, to be honest with you, so even with all my love, it didn't last. How can I say it politely that he didn't like to spend money? He only bought me flowers.
I think it's disrespectful that now she want to call him elderly. He wasn't that elderly when you
she
got with him.
Thank you, honey.
Right, right. Okay.
She thought she was going to have some unlimited coins.
She thought she was going to come in there and take care of him at his older age, and he was going to ball out on her. Well, honey, old people don't ball out.
They sure damn don't.
Fall out.
No. Okay. No.
So you was in for the wrong thing.
And don't go messing with Al Pacino.
Thank you.
We love him, okay? He's legendary. Don't do that.
And he don't marry nobody. Like, he's just out here making babies.
He's never been married?
Never been married.
Wow.
And they were only together for 2 years, which is pretty much the length of time it takes to watch The Irishman. So you weren't even there for the good parts of his life.
Right. You know what's crazy? This girl actually had the nerve to say that she's a part of his legacy. Girl, you was waiting for 2 years.
Girl.
That's a nap. Girl, no. This man been doing his thing for years.
Long
time.
Right.
It didn't work out, boo.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. Now, there's nothing worse than being on the go and your phone starts to die. So if you're not in your car, how you gonna get a charge? And if you need to use your phone to get a ride, you could end up stranded. That is why you need the Rebecca Minkoff Power Keychain. These chic designer keychains have charging cables and power bank built in, so you can give your phone a boost wherever you are.
Ooh, girl, these are cute. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, you can choose from a genuine leather tassel with the 900 mAh power bank or a faux fur heart keychain with a 2000 mAh power bank, and they both feature a Rebecca Rebecca Minkoff logo plate. You clip them on your bag and key ring, and they come in a wide variety of colors.
Oh, now how much are they, Brad?
Well, let me tell you, Gary, the Rebecca Minkoff powered keychain has been seen as high as $65, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $15.
That's right.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up next, we're going to chop it up with grown and star Diggy Simmons. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, ladies, brace yourself. He's an actor, rapper. His father is the legendary Rev Run, and he got the ladies of all ages and races going crazy over him. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Diggy Simmons! Yay!
Thank y'all for having me, man.
Yes, welcome.
Time flies. This kid is all grown up.
I know, right?
They be showing Run's house on Pluto TV, and you just like, oh, yeah, he's still like 12.
It's weird to me, man. Time flying. I'll be 25 next month.
25? Oh, you're real grown.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
Porsche. Why you start sitting like that?
What?
Porsche?
How did you like grow?
Cast of grownish, you got a whole millennial class. You got Yara Shahidi, Trevor Jackson, Haley and Chloe Bailey. Mm-hmm. Who is the most grownish on set, and who's the most childish on set?
Yeah.
Okay, Yara, I'd say, is the most grownish. Like, you know, she's an intellectual and all that. She's really like that. Like, in between scenes, she's like doing her Harvard homework and reading books. Mm-hmm. And most childish, me and Trevor probably. Because we've been friends for a minute, so, like, the producers got to calm us down, like, y'all here for a job, chill out. I know that's your boy, but, so, yeah, I say it's all that.
Okay, so now all the ladies do love you, you know, all the millennials. I'm a millennial.
Girl, no, you're not.
You're the millennial.
Girl. You've already solved
girl,
that.
Don't try to act company. Like you didn't know what a phone booth was, girl.
Oh, no, what is that? Do you know?
She don't know what a pay phone is.
Right, I know. We just learned
she's trying to put
I'm
you on
from, from New York, so they still got them around here.
Right, really? Yeah, see, down here, we don't have all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Girl, they had it when you was locked up, though.
Anyway, she's I wanted joking. To know, so all the ladies love you. Who are you dating right now?
I'm single.
Let me call my little sister.
You don't give them a chance, or you just not doing that right now?
No, it's not that. I just think it's like it's certain times in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I feel like I got to lock in, focus on me.
That's right.
Now, Diggy, we want to play a game which you call Say It to My Face.
Okay.
Now, Brat has a bunch of like celebrities' faces, and if you was to freestyle something to them, what would you say to that person, okay?
Copy.
Let's go with the first shot.
We got who's this? Kylie Jenner. Shouts to Kylie. She a young entrepreneur, billionaire, billion-dollar company. You heard? Like you can't front on that, hate on that. Shouts to Kylie.
Hey.
That was spoken word.
Right.
That's what we gonna do. They all just gonna be poetic.
Snap. All right. Okay. Now this girl might let you drive the boat one time for the one time.
Oh, this I know who this is.
Bring it on.
I know who this is.
Wildale. Oh, there she is.
Man, what's up with the what's up? I want to meet Meg. I ain't never met Meg before. She doing her thing.
Would you drive the boat if she tried to make you?
Yeah.
You would?
I mean, I don't really drink Henny like that. I'm more like tequila in that, but...
She gonna have you
for Meg,
that,
for
bro.
Meg, yeah, for, yeah. Meg, for Meg, I'll go with the brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yo, man, Diggy Simmons, thank you so much for rocking with us.
Yes.
If people want to get caught up on everything you got going on and even catch the latest episodes of Grownish, where can they go?
Every night, Thursday at 8/7 Central. Make sure y'all watch Grownish on Freeform. And then I'm on Instagram, Diggy Simmons, and follow Grownish on Instagram.
Yo, make some noise one time. Diggy Simmons! Keep it locked on Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, Hustlers actress Constance Wu recently went on the Kelly Clarkson show, and she was talking about preparing for her role in the movie and how she ended up with $600 in her G-string.
Wow.
I did work at a strip club to get ready for Hustlers.
You did?
I went undercover.
What did you have to do?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
You're not lying! You're not lying.
I made $600, my friend.
Oh my God, I love it! You won with Dr.
I did.
Can you imagine being at a strip club and getting a lap dance from Constance Wu? That'd be hot. That'd be
and,
so
and
hot.
Then no one even believes you. No one believes you right. until this comes out. And they're like, oh,
I swear I thought I recognized her.
Now, for our friends in Atlanta, say $600 not that much for a stripper.
It's no. not. I used to be a bouncer at a strip club, and we had girls making 30, 40, 50, 60
Isn't everybody
grand.
A bouncer at a strip club?
Yeah, well, if you consider my man boobs, yes, Frank, I'm a bouncer.
I find strip clubs fascinating, and I would like to see.
So you would like to do an undercover stripper?
But I would have to be like I'm an actual stripper.
What would be your stage name?
What do they do when they do like your porn star name? They do your first pet in the street you grew up on?
No, it's your first pet in your first street you grew up on.
Okay, so then I would be, please welcome to the stage, Mandy Main.
Woo! That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine would be Happy 15.
Mine would be Brownie Heath Street.
That almost sounds insulting. Yeah.
But the show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.